Your autobiography is called Dreams Do Come True. Now, I became aware of you, like many others, exactly a year ago. It is exactly a year ago when I found myself shouting at the television as you and Anna Watkins got the gold at Eton Dorney. But over the past weekend, I've read the book, and it's fascinating to read about your life in the run-up to the Olympics, the pictures you paint of behind the scenes as an athlete at the 2012 London Games, and your journey from childhood to this point in your life. It's warm, it's honest, and inspirational. Can we start by talking about your parents, both teachers?
Both teachers. Well, thank you very much for that so far. That's very flattering. Yeah, I think it was important to me to try and explain, even to myself, never mind readers, sort of how you get to that point. Because a lot of people, I think, know my story at the London Olympics and then almost work backwards from there. And I think, you know, I had to go back to the beginning to work forwards and say, how did all this come about? So, yeah, I had a very normal beginnings. Mum and dad, both teachers. And you know, I had my big sister when I was growing up, and very, very happy background. No sort of childhood traumas to talk about or to sort of unleash on the world.